This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, the official start of the show. That was my pregame. For those who did not hear my pregame, just a terrible thing happened this weekend, and because I'm Jewish, it resonates so strongly with me. I can't believe there's still people in this day and age that want to kill Jews. But it's a testament to the Jewish people that the doctors and nurses who treated the mass killer with hate in his heart, a vile, evil killer, mass murderer with evil in his heart and hate in his heart, the ones who treated him and saved his life were Jewish. They didn't ask any questions. They just saved him. And by the way, in Israel, the same thing happens every day. You have Muslims who come in to kill Jews. They get shot. And who treats them? Jewish doctors try hard to save their lives because it's the right thing to do. And that's what a doctor does. And so many doctors are of the Jewish faith. Good people. Great people. I'm so proud that they're my people. But I'm not proud of liberals, some of whom are Jewish, I'm sure, who blame Donald Trump for this. Now, that's a wackiness. I know we're going to go to a Bill O'Reilly interview in seconds, but I just wanted to get this out. How any liberal could blame Trump for a Nazi who hates Trump and thought Trump was too Jewish, too close to Jews, too nice to Jews, too nice to Israel, and they still find a way to blame Trump. Still, many Hollywood celebrities made a connection. John Cusack said in his social media that we've got to knock all Republicans out of office because of what happened, because of our crazy KKK leader, Donald Trump, and the evil he spews. You're all disgusting people who say such a thing, and you're mentally ill for even thinking such a thing. Because you know what my first reaction was? I put it on social media. Go look. Go look at my Twitter page, at Real Wayne Root. My very first reaction to the horror in Pittsburgh was simple. It's not about religion or race or political affiliation. The world has nutty people, mentally ill, deranged people, and evil people. And stop always blaming someone else. You can't blame a politician for the ravings of a madman. It's got nothing to do with Trump. I didn't blame anyone. I didn't blame Democrats. It's just the fault of the guy who did it, whose name I will not mention on national TV. All right, let's go to our Bill O'Reilly interview. I had a chance to interview him earlier today, and he had a lot of wisdom and a lot of great things to say, as always. Here he is, Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, not only number one in TV in the new cable news game for 16 straight years, but number one with his book, Killing the SS, again at the top. And we're very proud of him. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
So a lot of things in the news. Let's get right to it. First of all, of course, you know my background. I am Jewish, and what happened on Saturday was a horrible, horrible tragedy. 11 killed in a synagogue in Pittsburgh, and what made me even sicker than the deaths is to hear anyone, not just the left, in this case only the left, but anybody blaming anyone for a tragedy involving someone who's obviously hateful and mentally ill. This has nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with the Republican Party, and yet liberals tried to blame Donald Trump for Jews being killed in a synagogue in Pittsburgh. I was horrified.
It is horrifying, Wayne. There's no other word for it. You know, as we've discussed when we were talking about Killing the SS, that book is about evil, and evil is what is in play when these people, and I don't even use their names anymore. I'm not even going to use their names, the terrorists who go in and kill innocent people, whether it be in a school or a synagogue or church, wherever it may be. So the frustrating part for me is to watch the exposition of blame people come in and use this for political reasons. So when the black people in the church in Charleston were killed, we didn't have President Obama was at fault or anything like that. And we've never really had this before President Trump. But now we have it. So all I tell my viewers and my readers is that when you see someone do that, that's the end of that person's credibility forever. No matter if it's on TV, it's on the radio, done. Because the person is not being honest. Here's the deal. And it pains me to say this, Wayne, because I'm a problem solver. There's no solution to this problem. There are going to be right. people who do hateful, murderous things. All over the world, this happens. You don't hear about it in many countries because there is not a free press. But there are hateful things being done every day. People sign up for ISIS knowing that their job may be to behead women. They sign up. In Germany, as we discussed with killing the SS, farmers, merchants, lawyers signed up to go to the concentration camps to kill innocent people. You can't solve this problem. Now, if there's a public safety issue about guns and access to them, we can debate it respectfully. And we can come to some solutions that the majority of Americans support. But the blame game and the, oh, if we only did this, this would stop, is a giant lie.
I'm with you, and I'll reiterate again. I happen to be Jewish, and I criticize George Soros all the time. Doesn't mean I'm anti-Semitic. That's not even possible. I'm Jewish. I can't be anti-Semitic. Tom Steyer, Soros, they keep claiming that Trump's anti-Semitic. I didn't even know what religion Tom Steyer was. Are you anti-Semitic if you criticize someone for their liberal views just because they happen to be Jewish? I don't think so.
Well, this is the technique that the far left uses. So people are wising up to George Soros. He's a billionaire that uses his money to support hateful groups that go out and try to hurt people like me. Okay? That's what he does. This is documented. Because he has to tell the IRS what his money goes for in a political arena. So we know, and on the No Spin News last week, we listed five of his most militant organizations. That's number one. But the far left knows his cover is blown now. Soros is becoming a well-known zealot. So, to protect him, they go, well, if you criticize him, you're anti-Semitic. Soros is a secular Jew, as far as I know. He has funded anti-Israel concerns. Pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel. He has poured money into them. I don't care what religion George Soros is. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that I believe he's harming America. He's hiding in the weeds, financing people like David Brock, one of the most hateful political assassins in the world. So I'm sorry. That's another bogus lie that if you criticize a guy like Soros for what he actually does, that you're an anti-Semite.
Exactly. And I wonder why no one brings up if Soros hates Bill O'Reilly, maybe he's anti-Irish. I don't know.
We never play that
card. Let's talk about the... I understand. Let's talk about the caravan. President Trump today, just this morning, it was announced that he is sending 5,000 troops to the border and military, not only military troops to the border, but also evidently armor or armored vehicles. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I said that last week, that that was what's going to happen. The military is going to create barriers to prevent any migrants from actually entering the port of call, the American port of call, and applying for asylum. They're going to put barriers up so physically they can't do it. And I think it'll be done in an organized way. Mattis is pretty good at this. The Israelis do this all the time to keep people, you know, from entering certain places they don't want them in. It's doable. But here's what caught my eye today, Wayne. If you saw the migrant footage taken this weekend, you saw a bunch of people, mainly young men, jumping on trucks. Where do they come from? Where do those trucks come from? Who's paying for those trucks? All right? Again, you watch the news. Never do you get that. Never. No. All right? It's not hard to trace the truck. You write down a license plate. You tell your researchers in New York or Houston or wherever, track this down, who owns the truck, and you report it. Is that hard? But the news media doesn't want you to know who's paying for the truck or trucks, because these people aren't walking, Wayne. They're going to start to get on trains and vehicles to come to the USA.
All right. And it could be, of course, George Soros and his organization's paying.
And we said that in the past, Soros has given money to foreign concerns where there is no reporting. Remember that. The organization that is behind the migrant march is from Honduras. They do not have to put out a list of donors as they do in the United States.
All right, Bullseye, as always, that's why he's number one on TV, number one in books, number one everywhere. Bill O'Reilly, you're the best. Thanks for the great wisdom.
You're welcome, Wayne.
All right, welcome back, Bill O'Reilly, with a great look at some of the big issues in America today. I have yet to come down on the opposite side of any of his views. We are of the same mind. New Yorkers with common sense. This segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. If you ever have any problems with the IRS, we've all established, whether it's me or Bill O'Reilly or any great conservative out there or Donald Trump, the government is corrupt, man. These people are out to get us. If the IRS is out to get you and you haven't done anything wrong, I stress that. If you're a good person and you've done nothing wrong, you just need someone courageous to defend you. Sam Landis is the guy. I did nothing wrong. And Sam Landis defended me. We beat the IRS not once but twice. I didn't owe a penny. I walked away unscathed. I got away with my life. Thank you, Sam Landis. He is a reasonable cost. You get a free consultation, doesn't cost you a penny, and then he'll tell you about his cost and how long it'll take, and I'm telling you, you'll be shocked at what expensive it is. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's 800-934-3578. Call now, tell them Wayne Root sent you, or go to LandisTaxLaw.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, crazy days. Every day of mine is crazy. Business all day. Today I'm building a new business, building a new website. Come off of hosting a fantasy football show over the weekend. Got my politics, got my 3 hours on radio and TV. I have a newspaper column due in the morning tomorrow, now nationally syndicated as well. And on top of all of that, the minute this show is over tonight, the second it's over, I'm racing out of here because Steve Bannon is coming to town. You know that name, of course, one of the great conservative icons out there. It helped orchestrate Donald Trump's victory for president of the United States, then became Trump's kind of Karl Rove, became the great thinker and strategist in the Trump White House for a period of time before they had a big fight, and I think they don't really like each other now, but he loves Trump's politics, and he loves conservative politics, and he's still a great conservative warrior, Steve Bannon. So he's coming to Vegas tonight, and he's having an event, and he's showcasing a movie about Donald Trump. He still believes in the Trump cause. I just think him and Trump have a broken relationship, but he believes very strongly in the Trump cause. They're showcasing his new movie tonight at Trump International Hotel in the penthouse. Going to have about 100 people there, and yours truly is racing there to be one of the speakers to open the event and hang out with my pal, Steve Bannon, who I've spoken to many times on the phone, and we email each other all the time, but I've never met him in person. This will be the first time I ever met Steve Bannon. All right, with all the stuff I'm doing, how do I do it all? Synergenics is the answer. About 5 months ago, they took over as sponsor of my radio and TV shows. They are the clear global leader in age management, otherwise known as age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging or defying aging, or some would call it anti-aging. And they got me on their program, and I'm now, get this, eating more than I've ever eaten and working out less than I've ever worked out. And yet I've lost 10 pounds and gained about 20 pounds of muscle. It's really quite amazing. And it's all because of Synagenix. So thank you, Synagenix, for everything you've done for me. Thank you for making Wayne Root great again, making me look younger again and feel younger again and feel stronger again. And so that's great stuff, man. Everybody needs it. President Trump could use it. I think every Republican senator could use it. We all want to feel refreshed and look young again. The amount of work I'm putting in, I'm a workhorse, man, thanks to Synagenix. Call them. Get the Wayne Root treatment. Free, no-obligation consultation at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. You want to feel better and feel younger and look younger, call them. 888-YOUNGER or go to Synagenix.com. Free, no-obligation consultation. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER, thank you for sponsoring the show. We're going to take calls throughout the full boat, by the way. Lots of callers. And we'll take calls throughout the second half of the show. I want to finish up the time I've left talking about some good media hits here, some good polls out. So Trump and Rasmussen this morning at 50%, 5-0. So keep in mind, last week liberals tried to blame him for the bombing, or I should say the bomber, because it wasn't a real bomb. It was fake bombs that were never going to go off with fake timers and fake ricin or ricine, whatever it's called, that poison, fake. And so everything wasn't real, but nonetheless, it was a serious situation, and people were scared, and Democrats were getting bomb threats and what looked like bombs in the mail, and it could have been a terrible ending. And they blamed Trump. And then the horrible incident in the synagogue with a guy who hated Trump, but that's okay. Liberals still blame Trump. Oh, he's created this atmosphere of hate. It wasn't Obama. It wasn't, there's a million people creating an atmosphere of hate. Every liberal in Hollywood's creating an atmosphere of hate. Obama created an atmosphere of hate. Hillary created an atmosphere of hate. Nancy Pelosi said if there's some things that happen to people that isn't their fault, they're just collateral damage, that's okay. Because we got to stop Trump. So many people have made terrible comments on the left, and yet they blame Trump. So a bombing and a terrible mass shooting in a synagogue, they blame Trump, they blame Trump. He goes up to his highest rating of his presidency again, 50%. And this is what I keep saying. The liberals are wacko. They're cuckoo. They're nutty. They're flakes. They need to go into a sane asylum with a straitjacket. And they look like they're crazy and extreme, and they're scaring people with their comments. Anybody with common sense knows Trump had nothing to do with either one of them, but especially the synagogue shooting. Trump's the best friend Jews and the Jewish people in Israel has ever had. And we have a great economy, and Trump didn't make anybody a killer or put him in a bad mood. This guy is a nutcase. But Trump is now 6 points higher today at Rasmussen than he was, than Obama was on the same day of his presidency, October 29th, 2010. Obama was at 44% approval rating. Trump's at 50. The media keeps telling you he's unpopular, and he's 6 points more popular than Obama the week after a terrible week of events that the media and the liberals blamed on Trump. Because the American people don't believe a word the media says anymore. They're not even watching. And they don't care what crazy liberals say. Trump hits record high approval rating with black voters, not 10%, not 20%, not 30%, 40% with black voters, according to Rasmussen. And even in Deep Blue, New Jersey, Bob Menendez, Democratic U.S. Senator incumbent, is in serious trouble. He could get beaten by a guy whose name I don't even know. I've never heard of him. Republicans are going to win everywhere. November 6th, big day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He faces 29 charges, including using a firearm to commit murder, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. As far as what we can expect at that hearing on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured six others, including four of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cast
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know that we've sent troops to the border, 5,000 troops. When people ask me, why is Trump's approval rating higher than Obama's by 6 points? Why is he at 50%? Why is it the highest it's been as president now at all times? When they ask me why black support is at 40%, when they ask me why we might even win the Senate seat in New Jersey, which means there's a red storm coming all over this country, my answer is so simple, because Trump always does the thing that most Americans love. We want you to send troops to the border. We don't want you to let them in. We don't want them to be here for 2 years and get a hearing. I sure hope that's not going to happen. I assume you're sending 5,000 troops to the border because you're never going to let them in. Are you going to do what one of my listeners suggested on my radio show, my USA radio show, national radio? My listener said, build giant holding areas, right, with giant fences and barbed wire. Give them all ready-to-eat meals that the military has to eat. Give them nice facilities to go to the bathroom, nice facilities to sleep in at night. You know, cots just like the soldiers have, much better than they get at home. Have them there for about a week till you process them all and you find out what country they're from, and then fly in those giant cargo jets to take the troops to Iraq and Afghanistan and fly them all to their home, to their country of origin. Do not leave them here. Just keep them for a week or two. Take good care of them. We're the greatest humanitarian nation in the world. And then fly them home. The ones from El Salvador, go back to El Salvador. The ones from Guatemala, go back to Guatemala. The ones from Mexico, go back to Mexico. Wherever you're from, you go back to Honduras was the original point of origin. So the ones from Honduras go back to Honduras. And then you build those countries by taking the money out of the aid that we give them each year, foreign aid, military aid. We give money to every one of those countries in the millions, I assume the hundreds of millions. And so you give them $100 million a year, $300 million a year. You subtract the $20 million that it took to house their people for a day or a week, or the $100 million it took to house them and fly them back, and feed them and clothe them, et cetera, and you subtract it from their aid. And that'll teach them a lesson never to let their people march towards America ever again. That's choice one. Choice two is set up the military and never let them in. Never let their little feet touch American soil, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Can't do it. Can't do it, because the American people don't want this. And that's why Trump is our guy. That's why Trump is making America great again. That's why MAGA, baby, hashtag MAGA, because he does what needs to be done, and he does what the average American believes in, and he doesn't back down. That synagogue killing, horrible, but I'm Jewish. Those people weren't killed because of anything Trump said. Those people were killed by a Trump hater. But the reality is, he calls himself a nationalist, says he represents nationalism, and liberals wanted to embarrass him and use that horrible killing. What kind of a horrible person would use a mass killing to benefit their political careers? That's what liberals did. They're disgusting. They're despicable. They're deplorable. And so they tried to make the case that when you say nationalism, it means you're a Nazi. No, it doesn't. Nationalism means you love America. I'm bursting with pride. I love America. I'm a nationalist. Mark it down. Wayne Allyn Root is a nationalist. Doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. I'm Jewish. You liberal morons. I love America. This is the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And I'm Jewish, and I love the term nationalist. I am a nationalist. If I lived in Israel, I'd be a nationalist for Israel. You got to love the country you're in. You've got to. The country that took care of you, or the country that welcomed you as an immigrant, or welcomed your parents or grandparents. America's the greatest in the whole world, in the history of the world. So yes, I'm a nationalist. So's Trump. It's got nothing to do with murders or mass murders or revolting people who are racists or revolting people who hate Jews. It's got nothing to do with that. It means we love America. And the opposite is to hate America. And that's very clear. That's the entire freaking Democratic Party. You all hate America. You're just lying about it. You hate this country. And I know, because I went to college with so many of you. I went to Columbia University. You all said you hated America. You told me. I'm a witness. Anybody out there want to challenge me? Is there a single Democrat in America that's willing to pay for a lie detector test for Wayne Root? Sit in the room with me, and I will prove to you that A, they all hated America. B, almost everyone I went to Columbia with hated white people and said it, and they were all white. They were all white liberals, and they hated white people. They said it all the time. because white people run the power structure of America, and white people have all the money, and white people run capitalism, and white people own every business, and they treat people of color terribly, and we want to bankrupt white people, bring them to their knees, and make them feel pain. That's what they said. So they hated America, they hated capitalism, they hated white people, and a lot of my classmates, a majority, were Jewish at Columbia University, and they hated Israel. That's the liberal psychosis. It's a mental illness. It really is. Terrible, terrible thing. It's the opposite of nationalism, is to hate your country. They do hate their country. We love our country. We have nothing to apologize for. Nothing. I will never apologize for loving America and believing in American exceptionalism. God bless this country to be the greatest nation in world history. All right. Nothing to apologize for. Let's revel in it. Let's celebrate it. All right. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of great patriots, they love this show. They watch it all the time. The CEO of U.S. Gold Bureau just texted me a little while ago to tell me I'm going to be watching the show tonight. So welcome to you. Thank you for sponsoring our show. Really appreciate it. And what I've got in my hand is American Silver Eagles. They're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're heavy. I love the sound. I love the sound of American Silver Eagles. They came to me and they said, what kind of an offer, a package do you want to put together for the people who watch your show on Newsmax, the people listening to your show on USA Radio? Because they sponsor both. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. What great patriots. They signed the front of checks. Not the back of the check, the front of the check. People who signed the front of a check are the ones with cojones. They're the ones America was made for. They're the ones that make America great. Made it great, are making it great, and keep it great. People who sign the front of checks, who put their money where their mouth is, who back conservative shows like this, and back conservative hosts like me, and believe in America, and are not shy about saying it. That's U.S. Gold Bureau. So I said to them, the package I want for my people? I don't like one coin. That's kind of boring, man. Who wants to start a coin collection with one coin? Let's start it with 100. So they came up with the idea of 100 coins. It's called the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins, all coins investment quality, all uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, and you get them at cost, dealer cost, which means wholesale. And they'll show you their invoice, their proof, their manifest that shows what they got it for, and they're going to sell it to you for the same price. So you get it at wholesale price. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. Order it today, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, operator standing by. Can't get through tonight, call tomorrow, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. I love the sound of money. U.S. Gold Bureau, thanks, guys. To run, they run the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. So if the state of Texas trusts them, so should you. 800-885-GOLD. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Callers, callers, callers. David from Idaho, line one. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You know, just before you came on, Stinchfield from the NRA said there was a mass shooting yesterday at McDonald's that was stopped because a father shot the guy. Shot him dead. He's hurt, but he's going to be okay.
Good.
Yeah, let me tell you what our president needs to do. And Lincoln got Supreme Court authority for this. I believe it's Article 1, Section 9, but I don't have the Constitution in front of me. In the case of rebellion or invasion, you know, they say he didn't free all the slaves because he didn't free them in the North. He couldn't. They weren't in rebellion. These, like the dancing mayor of Philadelphia who danced down the hallway, you're a fake to really see. Although when I hear him say that, I think, go to hell, Kate Steinle. Go to hell, Kate Steinle. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Ann Coulter said we lose 70,000 people a year to murders by illegals and another 4,000 drunk driving fatalities.
Wait.
That's what she said.
There can't be 70,000 murders a year of illegal aliens. That's not possible. That's just not impossible.
Well, okay, how many murders? We have 4,000 drunk driving fatalities.
Hey, I'm on your side, I'm on Ann Coulter's side. Even one murder is too much, right? One's too much.
Okay,
I'm sure there might be several thousand a year, which is awful. But that's 70.
Here's what we have. We have an invasion.
Yes.
In the case of invasion, or the case of rebellion, which they are, our president ought to do what Lincoln did with the Copperheads and the Maryland legislature, where he arrested them to keep them from seceding. He needs to arrest them. Massive arrests. The 50 mayors, including the dancing mayor of Philadelphia, arrest them. The city councils, arrest them. The governors, arrest them. The Congress, the ones who support illegal, arrest them. This is, and now we have Caravan 2 and Caravan 3 forming up and moving in. This is an invasion. 2,000 people a day cross the border.
David, wouldn't it have been simpler for Trump to just arrest one person, the mayor of Oakland, Libby Scharf, I think her name is, who warned the illegals that ICE was coming, could have gotten an ICE officer killed? That was literally a reckless endangerment. That was literally a violation of everything. I don't know how many federal laws she must have violated. If they wanted to, they could have arrested her. He should have just done that. That would have sent a message to every single illegal mayor in this country, and then also start cutting off the funding before you go to the extreme measure that I agree with. But before you go to it of arresting every mayor of every sanctuary city, cut off all the funding, and then I'm just going to go to the Supreme Court and let's see what the Supreme Court rules. Right? We have Gorsuch, and we got Brett Kavanaugh. I think the Supreme Court will probably rule in our favor. And so you're able to cut off funding to people that break federal law. But first, arrest the really egregious one, which is Libby Scharf, the mayor of Oakland, or whatever her name is, Libby something, the mayor of Oakland. I think it's Scharf, who literally tipped off bad people that ICE was on the way, could have gotten people killed. I'm just trying to figure out a better way to do it than mass arrests of every mayor in America. First send a warning to the first one, or first arrest the first one and send a warning to the rest is what I'm trying to say. And then they'll all get the message and fall in line. But we'll see. David from Idaho, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Faye from Kansas. Jerry from Fresno. Jeff from Tennessee. You're up next. Don't go away. Wayne Allyn. War Now. USA Radio. Newsmax TV. More calls coming in. Wow. You guys are great. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Something, those who listen to my show on USA Radio, those who watch my show on Newsmax know I've got some sort of a thing with Trump. The two of us think the exact same way about everything. It comes out of my mouth and he says it. It comes out of his mouth and I didn't even know it and I'm talking about the same thing at the same time. I went into that rant on this show about nationalism. I'm proud of being a nationalist. I'm proud of loving America. Trump has nothing to apologize for. I have nothing to apologize for. And sure enough, in the break, I look at my email, breaking news, Newsmax, Trump embraces nationalist label and rejects all blame for explosive packages sent by insane suspect or the synagogue shooting. Well, of course he does. He's got nothing to do with either one of them, but especially the synagogue shooting. Loving America by saying I love America, or Trump saying he loves America, and I'm a Jew saying he loves America and I'm a nationalist. You mean that's going to force somebody to kill Jews? That's going to force someone to send bombs to Democrats? Are you silly? Are you kidding me? Are you mentally ill? Are you deranged? You must be. We should all be nationalists. God bless America. Nationalism's good. All right. This segment of the show is sponsored by ECI Development. ECI Development, they build homes in beautiful places. As an example, Belize is the top spot for foreign buyers because of the affordability. English is the official language. It's very close to the United States. It was ranked as one of the best countries in the world for asset protection, for banking, for setting up international structures. Take action and request the free guide to second residences around the world, and the first 50 callers will also get everything you need to know about Belize Handbook to get started today. First 50 get it, and then they're going to throw in another one. 15 must-know questions to ask when looking for real estate overseas to avoid huge pitfalls. All of those are yours free if you call right now, 800-290-3028, 800-290-3028. Great place to land, great place to own a home. Belize is known for fishing, diving, snorkeling on a reef, relaxing, swimming, you name it, just hanging on the beach. You get a home. There's nothing more important than owning a home somewhere in the world. Real estate keeps its value, and you have a second place to land in case things go wrong in the United States with all these crazy liberals running around. Who knows whether this is descending into civil war and whether you need a backup plan B. This is it. Call them. They sponsor the show. They write the check. They sign the front of the check. Pretty cool. ECI Development, 800-290-3028. What do you got to lose? The call is free, and they're sending you all this free stuff to find out if you would like to have a house in a place like Belize as a second backup option and a great place to go on vacation. All right. Let's grab Renee in Las Vegas. Renee, on line one. Renee, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm fine. I found another reason why CNN's numbers are going down. This anchor woman, Allison Camerata.
I know her,
She had Rabbi Jeffrey Myers on. He's the rabbi from Tree of Life Temple.
She was pushing him during the interview.
And she was asking him, is Trump welcome at your temple? And the guy answered, Trump is always welcome at our synagogue. He's my president.
Oh, so that's good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
She was pushing him to say, you know, that he's not welcome there.
Yes, well, I thought for sure you called to say that he said he's not welcome there. That's what I figured you'd say, Relieved to hear that.
Yeah.
Of course he's your president. He's everyone's president. And you know what nationalist means? Right. He loves America. If you don't like that, get out of America. You don't like people who love America? Get the hell out of my country. That should be the response.
Right.
You don't like nationalism? That's anyone who loves America is a nationalist. That's all it means. Stop trying to redefine what it means, liberals, liberal losers out there. All right, thank you, Renee. Appreciate the call. Good news for once. Let's take Jeff in Tennessee on line four. Jeff, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. What's on your mind? We only have about a minute, so keep it tight. Go. You got the floor.
Well, Mr. Wayne, I just want to tell you, I love your show, and what's wrong with America today is it's departed from God. That's what's wrong with this country.
Agree.
And the reason all these murders are happening everywhere is because people have left God. And the only hope for this country is that people return to God, starting with our government and all the way down to the least of us. And the best way for us to deal with this for the time being is for every God-fearing, law-abiding, American-loving citizen is to arm themselves with guns and protect themselves from these wicked murderers that this Democrat Party has created. And that's all I have to say, and I just want to tell you that keep up the good work, and we love you, and we love your show, and just pray that our country will turn back to God before it's everlasting too late.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Thank you. You know, I want to point out something. I am Jewish, right? I took Christ as my Savior 25 years ago, but I'm a Jew, and I would say 99.9% of the listeners to my national radio show and viewers of Newsmax are not Jewish. They're Christian, and they love watching the show and listening to the show, and they love me. And that just shows you Christians are the most wonderful people, people who believe in God, people who go to church, have nothing ever, ever, ever against anyone, Jewish, black, I don't care what you are. Matter of fact, if you're Muslim and you want to live in peace in America, Christians are fine with it. They're good people. The people who do bad things are evil. They don't go to church. They're not Christian. They may say they are, but they're not. The only Christians I've ever met are people with love in their heart. And they have taken me in like one of their own from the day that I became friends with every Christian. But the day I got on your TV dial, the day I got on your radio dial, you've been so nice to me and wonderful to me. And the greatest backers of Israel are evangelical Christians in this country. And I thank you on behalf of all the Jewish people, maybe even a lot of liberal Jews who would never thank you. I'm here to thank you for them. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. And the way to protect temples and churches is to have somebody armed and trained and ready to defend. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Thanks for all the calls today. We love you. We appreciate you. Be safe. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.